Good morning, Budapest. I'm Esther Dobak, and today I have a special guest for you. When someone mentions Islam, most of us think of far countries and a different world, but little do we know that more than 1,000 Hungarians practice this religion. Today I'm going to talk with a special guest, Balázs Mihályfi, who is an expert of Islam, the first Hungarian Islamic who translated the Quran, and the founder of the Hungarian Islam Society. Good morning, or may
Good morning, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Good morning, Balázs, or may I say Abdurrahman?
Sure, you can say.
This is your Islamic name. What does this mean?
That means that is the servant of the most merciful. I have got this name almost 30 years ago at Al Azhar University in Cairo when I converted Islam.
And should I say Islamic or Muslim? What is the difference?
It is the same. In Arabic we use Muslim.
Muslim. So, as one can see, you're quite a cosmopolite. But to start with, first of all, why did you first move to Libya after doing your university here in Hungary?
You know, when I was a university student, I stayed in a student hostel in the same room with one Sudanese guy. And this fellow, who's called Sadiq, only spoke to me in Arabic. So after 3-4 years, I just started to speak with him fluently Arabic. And when I finished the university as an agricultural engineer, you know, Hungary and Libya and the Arabic countries had very good economical connections, and they were looking for someone who speaks Arabic and agricultural engineer. So I was selected for that post.
And you only moved to Libya in 1980, but then in 1986, only 6 years later, you became a sheikh. How did this process go? Can you tell me about that?
I mentioned my Sudanese friend, so he just started to put me on a way to think about my future, because, you know, he has given me another diploma, what is called language. You know, but this language, I mean the Arabic language, you don't feel it and you don't understand it properly until you know the cultural background, and this is Islam. And I started to learn Islam and started to translate the Holy Quran into Hungarian language, and it took 8 years. And, you know, I started as a university fellow, and I just finished it when I was an engineer and I was in Libya at that time. Then I sent copies of the different copies of this translation to different Islamic centers, like in Morocco, in Saudi Arabia, and one copy was sent to the Al-Azhar in Egypt, in Cairo. And it was a coincidence that after Libya, I was sent to Cairo as a company representative. And beside my work, I just went to the Al-Azhar University and I met with the Grand Mufti of the Al-Azhar, and he opened me the channel to learn Islam there. But he has got my translation first. So he was asking me a lot of questions, that how did you mean this and that. He opened a lot of dispute, but as a result, of course, he doesn't understand Hungarian language, but he said to me that, see, it is an opportunity for you. I open in front of you the doors of the Al-Azhar, so if you have a chance to come, I give you teachers, tutors, and you can understand Islam more.
And when did you take up the religion?
You know, I started the Azhar years in 1982, and I converted religion 1983. So I started the Al-Azhar as a Christian. And after 1 year of the study, I have become a convert.
And you were the first Hungarian Muslim who translated the Quran. Is there a difference between translating the Quran as taking it as a literature, or translating it as being and actually a Muslim.
Let me correct you, because I was not the first Hungarian person who translated Quran, because at the same time there was another guy who was called Simon Robert, who also translated Quran. But, you know, as a Muslim, I was the first. And also, you know, the difference between us, only 2 or 3 months. So we both finished our work in the same year. So we can say that there are 2 Hungarians at the same time who translated Quran, but we didn't know about each other. So I translated it, but I didn't live in Hungary, and he was in Hungary. So, you know, Quran was a challenge to me, because I didn't want to translate it in order to be a Muslim. So I translated it as a challenge. You know, it was a very interesting thing to find the proper words. But Quran is not a simple text. So it's not an article of a magazine or a paper. You have to learn a lot. You have to buy a lot of books, or you have to visit a lot of the libraries and to ask sheikhs or other religious people or clergy people. So that's why it took 8 years. But after you put together the elements and fragments of Islam, and you can see the whole system working together, it is convincing. And that's why I have become a Muslim.
And Arabic language is the global language for Islam. How do you think this language reflects Islam? Do you need to know Arabic to fully understand?
You know, you cannot understand fully even if you know Arabic, because it is like the karate or the jiu-jitsu. Even those who have 10 dans or more, they have to practice it every day, and they are 80 or 90 years old people. So Islam is the same. You have to practice it every day, and you have to sharpen your mind every day. Arabic, yes, this is the official language of Islam, because the Quran is in Arabic, and it is it's impossible to translate the Quran correctly into any language. So I can say that my translation or any other translation is only a kind of understanding of Quran, but it's not the proper Quran meaning.
And why did you come back to Hungary after living in?
It was in 1986 when I finished my studies in Egypt, and the same time my contract finished as well in Egypt. So I had to come back to Hungary, and it was really a new start for me what to do. And first I have got a job in the publishing house that time, and I was working with the Al-Qabas paper, what is a paper from Kuwait, and this paper wanted to be propagated here in the in Central Europe. So I was working with this paper, and at the same time I started to organize the Muslim community. So I was just investigating, and who is Muslim, who is not, how many Arab students are here, how many have got the Hungarian citizenship, how many mixed marriages are here, what is the new generation who comes out of these marriages. And also I visited the Islamic cemetery in Budapest, and I just collected the names on the cemetery and just investigated that who is who and who is who has ascenders, and I just wanted to find them where they are.
And so this Muslim community, it started with 20 members, if I'm well informed.
Yes.
And now it has more than 600 members. So did you only need to collect these people from around the country, or have you and your society made this big amount of people take up the religion throughout the years?
You know, really, the foundation and the first 20 members came after this investigation results have come out. And later, you know, a lot of new Muslim have come, and a lot of new converter have come. So in while I was the president of the first Hungarian Islamic society or community, today is called community, it was 452 who converted Islam in front of me. And I knew all of them, and you know, it was a very nice period for me. Today the number is not 600, much more, but you know, of course, maybe if you speak about those who have Hungarian origin, this is 600, but there are a lot of more Arab or other people who have got Hungarian citizenship, so their number is more, it's several thousands, but doesn't reach the 10,000.
And do you think the Turkish times in Hungary left such a mark, or is it a different cause?
No, I don't think so, because let me enter to this item more. Islam has come with the Hungarian tribes to Hungary. So if you use this word Beszörmény, that means Busurman or Musulman. So there were some Muslim tribes who joined to the Hungarian tribes, and they were serving the Hungarian kings until the Turk Empire have come. So these people were merchants, business people, or also they were casting the coins. But when Turkish, the Ottoman Empire entered to Hungary, the Islam disappeared. It is very interesting, because the Ottoman Empire didn't come for propagating Islam. They have come with military purpose. They wanted to occupy this region, and their interest was not Islam. Their interest was to collect as much tax-paying civilians as they could. So if you are a Muslim, you will not pay tax. But in case you are a non-Muslim, you are not a Muslim person, you have to pay tax in the Islamic Empire.
I see. And you had been the president of the Hungarian Islamic community until 1996. What happened then, or why did you leave this?
You know, there is a duality between representing Islam and representing the followers. So, you know, the Islamic world, as you can see, is affiliated with a lot of political issues and also sectarian issues. I converted Islam because I studied Islam from the books, and I didn't convert Islam because somebody told me that, hey, guy, come and it's a good deal to become a Muslim. So I was convinced whatever the books were saying, it is true. But the implementation of these books is a quite different issue. So after experiencing the dividedness of the Islamic Ummah, it means the society, the 1.5 billion person, and how they are divided both on the political and sectarian side, I have to choose, or I represent this Ummah, or I represent the Islam what I have learned. So I have chosen the Islam what I have learned.
Tell me something about your work when you were this president. You took part in lots of charity actions, and you've been to Bosnia. Some very interesting.
That's right. So that was the challenge of the time. Of course, I had a lot of publications and books. I was preaching practically and delivering the utterances in the Friday prayers, and also I went to Bosnia at that time, and we had a lot of charity work in Bosnia. Practically, I lived in Bosnia, in Sarajevo. That was the period when Islam had not so bad a name as today, because it was before 9/11. So that time nobody thought anything bad thing about us, and we could move, we could travel, and we had no any schizophrenic thing behind us. After 2000, this psychological phenomenon has appeared in our life, and we are scared even from each other.
And is it a certain part of Islamic people who do these things? Because there are Sunnitas, Shiitas. Are there big differences in Islam?
See, the Quran is the same. It is the same if you ask a question that whether Jesus was a Roman Catholic or a Protestant. So if you ask about our Prophet Muhammad, whether he was Sunni or Shia or anything else, he was a Muslim. And that was my way. And I didn't want to distinguish between the two things. Whatever you mentioned that Shia, Sunni, it is a political question. Who inherits the caliphate, I mean the heritage of Muhammad? One part said that only the Ahlul Bayt, so those who have the blood of Muhammad, so the relatives or the whoever belongs to the family of Muhammad, whoever belongs to the Shia of Muhammad, so they are the Shia group. The other says that no, it is not necessary to belong to the family of the Prophet. It is necessary only to follow his Sunnah, his way of life. These are the Sunnis. So the dispute, it takes more than 1,400 years, and this is only a political dispute, and this is what I don't want to enter.
And how do you think Hungarians perceive Muslims or Islam?
See, we consider everything is Muslim, not only everybody, also everything. So Islam means salam, or means peace. Everything is surrendered under a wish of God. So whoever finds the law of God, the regulations of God, even the planets, they found it, because the planets are just circling on their way according the regulation or law of the nature. So we say even the planets are Muslim, because they have found their peace in this behavior. The plants and the animals, they are Muslim, because they also are determined on a way how they live, and they will not go out of their way, because they are determined. Only a person, a man, has the choice to choose or not, to choose to follow this regulation or not. So I think whoever finds this regulation that not like in a secular state, the parliament will take a decision or a law or an act and you have to follow, but also Allah or God has a lot of regulations what we follow, like the river of Danube follows it, the river of Tisa follows it, the birds are following it. Why we people don't follow it? So to be a Muslim doesn't mean to be an Arab. To be a Muslim doesn't mean that I belong to a special group of people. To be a Muslim means whether I find the solution for my life regards to follow these regulations or I don't. So to convince people about this, it is very easy. No matter they are Hungarians, no matter they are Africans, everybody wants to be happy. And if you choose Islam in a appropriate way, you will find your happiness.
And why do you think this religion that is based on peace and acceptance and charity could be changed by small groups of people? And how do you think other Muslims who are thinking the way you think could change this back?
It is a very good question, and thank you for that question. This is a new Islam. This new Islam has only 100 years, not 1,400 years. So when these new Islamic movements and brainwashed people have appeared on the scene, they had a very strong political reason why to come. Don't forget that the Ottoman Empire, what collapsed in the last century, it was the enemy of the Entente powers like Great Britain and France. And a lot of ideological manipulation had taken place that time. And even from the side of Great Britain, Lawrence, Lion of the Desert, was sent to the desert of Arabia to organize the Arabic tribes against the Ottoman Empire. This was the time when this kind of strong Islam or jihadic Islam or violent Islam started, what is called Wahhabiyya. Wahhabiyya because the person who started was called Muhammad Abdul Wahhab. This Islam has got a more violent voice just 20 years ago when the Afghan war has taken place, when the Soviet Union occupied this country. And the so-called Salafi way of Islam has appeared, what Salafi way came from the roots of the Wahhabian Islam. And this is speaking only about jihad and the war and anything. But in the original Islam, jihad has a quite another meaning. Jihad is my war with myself, not a war with the outstanding world. So now different political sources are using these groups of people. So I don't think they have own decision to come and destabilize the world. Every militant who comes on the scene will come as a result of a political decision, not because they want it. So there is a wish or there is a will to come and to destabilize the world, and they do it. So we Muslims who follow the classical Islam, we are against that Islam because, you know, it is a very dangerous Islam for us. Anywhere they come and anywhere they enter, we are the first target for them. They kill us as a first target because they don't want us to speak about Islam. They want to tell to the world what Islam means. If they enter to Somalia like a Shabab, they killed us, the moderates. When they entered to Mali, the first thing was that they killed the local Muslims because they were the one who has to tell what Islam means. They destroyed the mausoleum of the Timbuktu Mosque, our cemeteries, because they don't want people remember our Islamic heritage. So this is the new Islam, the what has only 100 years old, and it represents only 1% of the Muslims, but because of they are emblematic now, they have very strong media and they have a very strong voice, and they have a militant power. All of us are scared and we don't speak, and all the surrounding worlds think that we are like them. No, we are not like them.
Going back to the Hungarian Muslims, where can Hungarian Muslims practice their religion?
We have different mosques in Budapest, in Pécs, in Miskolc, so we have prayer houses, so there is no problem where a Muslim can practice the religion. Regarding Friday prayers, these mosques are available, and regarding the everyday life, it depends on you that whether you practice it at your home or not. But regarding the everyday life, there is a new attempt to put for Muslims and for non-Muslims also a kind of service. Like the Hare Krishna has the same services for people. They can use the vegetarian food to try it or to practice their way of life. We also have this practice, and from Vienna, from Austria, there is a new attempt to put down the so-called halal standards. Halal standards for food, for everyday life, for money transactions. I mean, we propose to people how to live according to Islam. But this is for us compulsory and obligatory, but for a non-Muslim is an option. It doesn't mean that everybody has to pray and follow all the practices, but just try to use our food or our way of life and try it, like you can choose the kosher food of the Jewish people or anybody's else people. So now we are in the 21st century, we have to get used to each other.
Can you tell me about this halal? What does this mean?
Halal, that means in English lawful. So everything what is allowed. So halal, regarding food, or I mean, there are several issues what is prohibited in Islam. Prohibited the meat of the pork, the blood, and the dead body. I mean, we consider dead what was not bled out properly. I mean, in the slaughterhouse, if an animal is slaughtered, the blood has to come out properly. If remains some blood inside the body, we consider it dead and not allowed or not lawful and not halal. That is haram. That is haram means prohibited. Regarding alcohol, also is haram or not lawful. So anything what contains alcohol, even a chocolate what has cognac inside, it is prohibited. But using this word now, halal, we can spread it into the cosmetics, because several cosmetic creams or lotions can contain gelatin made of pork or something like that. That is not allowed according to our religion. But if we go further, there are several money transactions. For example, if I give you money and ask you that after 1 year you have to give me back my money plus interest, it is forbidden for us. Because in Islam, every transaction, business transaction, if I sell something to you, I have to put what is the subject. That case, the subject is the time. I sold the time to you. I am not the owner of the time, so I have no right to sell it. But and that is why Islam prohibits the interest, because we consider interest means to sell the time, but the time doesn't belong to us. So in case I have money, you have talent, and we invest together in a business, that is allowed, that is halal. If we make shareholder company and we all put our money and risk together, that is very important that both sides have to put the risk. That is halal. So there is five or six form of the halal business what we can deal with in the halal business way. So halal means a lot, not only food, but transaction. And we can give a lot of solutions or options for anybody who want to use it. And also very important, in this time when we survive a very difficult crisis, a financial crisis, a lot of conventional banks have been bankrupted, but the Islamic banks not. Because they were not putting their money for speculations. And now this is the time when the Islamic transaction, I mean money transactions, have been flourishing. So even those who lost their money in the conventional banks, they put now in Malaysia, in the Gulf countries like Dubai, United Arab Emirates, their money into the Islamic banks because their money is more sure.
As a woman, if someone is interested in Islam, what does it mean in Hungary for a woman to convert to Islam?
First of all, man or woman, no matter, please respect your own religions, whoever you are. If you follow your religion as a Jew, as a Christian, according to your law, the result and the outcome will be the same. If you choose the Islam, and don't choose the Muslims. If you choose the Islam, choose the law, read the book, and you should know the reason why you have chosen. You don't choose Islam as a woman because of Ali or Yusuf, because you want to be a wife. Maybe the marriage one day will come up with divorce. But once if you converted Islam, it is not like a marriage. You cannot take it off like a kind of dress. So I don't push anybody to convert. I push anybody to study and to know what is Islam. And don't put any subjective feeling when you choose this way.
Well, thank you very much. I think you've learned a lot this morning. So how do you say God be with you or goodbye?
Ma'asalama. That means that peace be with you.
Ma'asalama.
Thank you. Ma'asalama. Okay, ma'asalama.